is the same no matter who chants it. It's a transcendental name which has all spiritual potencies. All bliss, all knowledge, all strength, all whatever you want or need is there because Krishna is unlimited. So this is a transcendental sound. It transforms matter into spirit. It transforms the mundane consciousness into spiritual consciousness. I'm sure everybody experienced something. They felt some happiness from his chanting. Some more than others, depending on many things. But it's the same name. It worked for anybody. So Lord Chaitanya, he chanted all the time. And he was a teacher. He was a famous teacher of grammar. And he had many, many students. But he was a master of the science. So after he got this initiation, he was chanting. He came back and whatever he explained, he said is Krishna's name, everything. No matter what he talked about. So the students thought he had gone mad. They tried to rub some oil on his head to cool it down. But gradually he convinced them also. And he got everybody chanting. So then he introduced this massive chanting like we're doing. Although sometimes he would go with thousands of people. We're going with a few, but still we see the effect. It's making people happy. It's uplifting the consciousness. Happy people do not make terrorist attacks. They don't make rape. They don't get drunk and smash cars. They're happy. It's unhappy people that they get angry because they want so many things they can't get. And when they're angry, they do all kinds of destructive things. So Krishna wants to uplift everyone, make them naturally. The soul is happy by nature. But we mixed up now. And that happiness gets turned upside down. So in this age it's recommended this Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Eva Devala. Kalua Nasteva. Kalu means Kali Yuga. This is Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga means the age of quarrel. People are just arguing and fighting over nothing. I think in this country we're quite familiar with that. But it's not unique to this country. Husband and wife, fathers. In Japan, it's a common thing now that parents kill their children. Grown up children. Not the abortion, but the grown up children. And people are so stupid that they think if you kill the child before it's born, it's okay. In America, somebody actually made a proposal that it would be all right to kill up to 1 year or something. In case the parents change their mind. But that didn't pass. But eventually it will. Eventually, if they say abortion is all right, why not pass? Anyway, Lord Chaitanya had one very, very exalted follower disciple named Rupa Goswami. And he composed many, many books. So one time he was writing, and Lord Chaitanya found him. He said, "What are you writing?" It's all nothing. He was humble. But he grabbed it away and he was reading it. And he became very blissful. So it says, Tunde Tundavali Ritim Vitatune Tundavali Labdaye That's nice poetry, right?
These
Goswamis could write poetry that was poetry forward and poetry backwards and poetry in any direction. And also spiritual. So that means that when you chant the holy name and it dances on your tongue, it said that actually Krishna dances on your tongue when you chant. So you feel so happy. That's what the tongue is meant for. It's not meant for just talking about all kinds of things. So it said, then you feel like one tongue is not enough. But you want thousands of tongues, millions. So you can chant more. And how many tongues do we have here? 50 or something. So it's better than one. But we want to have thousands all over the world, millions. And that's happening. And that vibration is purifying the ether and changing the hearts and minds of many people. Then it said, Karna Krodha Kadambini Gatayate Karnar Videbyo Spriham. The Karna means the ear hole. So that means when the holy name enters into the ear, the ears don't seem like enough. You want to have more ears to hear better. If you're really appreciating it, want more and more. Then Chetak Pangani Sangini Gatayate Sarvendriyanam Katin. That means that when it enters the heart, through the ear, the sound vibration goes into the heart. And then the mind becomes stunned. It stops all this madness. The mind is usually very busy. I want this, I don't want that, I want this, I don't want this, I want that, I want that, I gotta have this, I don't want that. Right? That's the nature of the mind. Just wanting, accepting and rejecting. I want this, I don't want that, I like you, I don't like her. Right? That's the busy, wasting time. So the mind stops, and then the senses stop functioning, the external senses. The ears are not listening all over for some nonsense, and the eyes are not looking for beautiful things. And one then the holy name overwhelms someone. Internally they become very much alive, though, not externally become... People think they're crazy, those Hare Krishnas. They're just chanting all the time. Not going to the bars and discotheques. Not going to the movies. Prostitutes. What's wrong with them? Not going to the casino. Government gets worried sometimes. So then, no jane janita kiyadvihamitai krishneti varnadvai. So that means no one can know how much nectar is in. No one can understand. No one can know. It's unlimited. How much nectar is in these two syllables? Krishna. Varna means syllables, sound. Dvayi means two. Krishna. Krishna. Krish means everything attractive. And Na means the greatest pleasure. That's one name of Krishna. All attractive. The greatest pleasure. In Japan we have the book Krishna. So people say, Imi Krishna, Imi Vanandaska. What does that mean? They say, Saiko no Yorikobi. They go, that means the greatest bliss. But sometimes they say, no sex. But that's a small, that's not even really pleasure, it's pain, but people think that it's great pleasure. In the material world, the only pleasure is we get a little relief from suffering. the suffering may be pain, we get some pain relief. In Lagos, Nigeria, there's so many signboards. Get rid of pain, pain, relief, be happy. So obviously people are suffering, are they, right? Otherwise why are they selling painkillers everywhere? Why is antidepressant the most popular medicine? Most popular is painkiller, headache medicine, then antidepressant. Because they're suffering. Because they're identifying with this body, with this suffering. So there's the unlimited pleasure in the name of Krishna. And as much as we take it, as much as we open up, you know, let it in, don't, and we'll experience. The more we chant, the more we get purified, the more we can experience that bliss. Krishna is called Anandam. Anandam, Ananda Vardhana, always increasing bliss. Not, it doesn't stagnate. I don't know if you can translate. Prabhupada said it's not static. In English, static means not moving. It's ecstatic. Ecstatic means ecstasy. Now they have the drug called ecstasy, but that's, it's not ecstasy because it doesn't last. It's just forgetting the misery for a few minutes. But the intelligent person doesn't want pleasure that has a beginning and an end. Because when it ends, will be not pleasure. But we want something that has that's no end and gets better all the time. And that's our nature, that's why we want it. So this sound vibration, Hare Krishna, that opens up the heart. It awakens us to our true natural condition. It is a yoga, mantra yoga, to connect with God. That's the goal of yoga, is to connect with God. Nowadays, many people, they misuse yoga, exercise for sense gratification. But it means to connect with God, so it's a process. And this is a major part of the process. Mantra meditation. Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
It's not very difficult to do. Anyone can do it. And if we do it enough, we won't care about the other things that other people are mad after, that they work so hard to buy new clothes and get haircut, makeup, and drunk, and so many things. They'll be satisfied. Simple living. Be able to resist the temptations, you know, of all the things that are advertised everywhere. Everywhere there's advertisements for something useless thing. So, but this is not advertised, but we are trying to advertise. People like, we see that people respond, the children automatically start dancing. Saw two girls, they were dancing all over with their baby. And she said, he likes this music. They didn't even know what it is, but they're happy. It made them happy. That's because that's our nature. Whatever we're seeking and doing, we just want to become happy. But this is real happiness. So that's all we need to say. This is not a new thing. It has no beginning because it's God, name of Krishna. Come from the spiritual kingdom here to earth. But when Krishna comes, he brings the whole spiritual world with him. And he comes to take us out from this material world of temporary things, temporary happiness and distress, and to the natural state of ecstasy, bliss. How do you say that in Hebrew? Have a word for bliss? They do, right? No, they definitely do. The nature of the soul. The nature of God is the supreme bliss. So we connect with Krishna, he's Param Ananda. Then we become also Ananda. Nowadays they have a limited idea of what is bliss. The ecstasy, they have some drug you take and you can dance for 8 hours and then pass out, right? We have one friend in Bali. He was the biggest ecstasy seller. So in the ecstasy, he pushed his hand through some glass and was bleeding all over. And he thought he was dead. But then he realized he wasn't dead. So he stopped it. He started chanting. Somehow remembered, you know. Now he tells everybody to chant Hare Krishna. They're very surprised. Because you get real ecstasy. You don't need anything else. When my spiritual master first went to New York, one famous beatnik poet, he was very nice, he befriended him. He'd been to India and he chanted Hare Krishna. So he said, he was talking, his name was Allen Ginsberg. He was very famous. I read all his books, all his friends' books. They were the gurus. So another guy, his friend Richard Alpert. He was a friend of Timothy Leary, you know him? So they were the LSD gurus. They taught us all that LSD is the way to God. Very easy. So this Richard Alpert went to India and he got some guru. Got a new name. So Allen Ginsberg said to Prabhupada, this guru told him that in Kali Yuga, LSD is God. This is God. Prabhupada said, no. He said, no, isn't that right? That God is so merciful, it's just easy to take a pill. Prabhupada said, no. It's already in you. And if you have to take some artificial pill that comes from a factory, that's not right. You have to depend on something else. He didn't even mention all the... He didn't mention the misery of crashing from it. That's what you say when you take LSD and you get very high and then you crash. Yeah. And then you suffer for a few days. And some people never come off it. You stay, you know. But chanting makes you better, makes you more conscious, more clear-headed, more happy, and you need less and less other things. So that's the real incarnation of God in this age. That's how Krishna comes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That LSD is popular again now, right? I don't know. And we went to Dead Sea one time on Friday night. All night, you know. Everywhere you go. Ecstasy. Right? You can't even think to count 1, 2, 3 with that music. But if you just chant Hare Krishna and simple boom boom, so nice. Everyone will become peaceful and happy. Okay, so any questions? So we should probably chant a little more, right? Huh? Well, that Hare Krishna? Huh? The offering is now?
Yes.
Okay, in a few minutes. That's chanting. Arti means chanting. Okay. So we're very fortunate that Krishna has provided such a nice place. That other place was served its purpose, but this is like a palace. And very spacious, and so we want everyone to come, make it a busy place where you can come and take shelter of Krishna, get some books, study the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says the Bhagavad Gita chant. That's what devotees do, they chant his name all the time. So they're always happy, always blissful and always satisfied. Not complaining about everything. The material world is created by God, by Krishna, and he says it's dukkhalayam ashashvatam. It's temporary and miserable. So Krishna comes. I'll give everybody. There was two of these. Jagadish, where's the other one? Oh, here. So this is Lord Jagannath. Smiles. We used to give these out in America to people, you know. Small one. Everybody say, we're giving out smiles. And they give a donation. And people, they would look at that and become very happy. And if anybody wants, you can. You've got the ones who got them already. I gave so many to all the devotees already, 4 or 5 each. Who would like? Pat the back. Don't be shy. These are meant to be stuck around everywhere. You gotta give it to someone else. Pass them to the back, they're shy. Back that way. Too shy to even ask. You got already, right? Because I don't know how much I have. There's people in the back row, you know. Right. Jagannath. What? Yeah, I'm a